This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're listening to a 58 Ember production.
Hey, welcome to Here For It. I'm your host, Erica Muller. Each week, we'll be talking all things life, fashion and beauty, personal development, and probably some pop culture along the way as well. Here For It is your weekly space to get grounded, regroup, and be inspired to live your best life. Because really, we're all figuring it out as we go. And I'm so here for it. Hi guys, welcome back to Here For It. My name is Erica Muller. For anyone new around here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. I have Emily, my producer, on the podcast with me today. And I didn't know if you were going to say hi or
I
not.
Know, I didn't know either. But hi, I'm here.
And we have a fun summer Here For It episode this week where we're just chatting about things that we've seen kind of like trending or just thoughts about summer, and just giving our take on whether we're into it or not. You never know like what the internet is going to bring you. And I feel like lately the things I've seen on the internet are wild. Wait, I have a quick update before this. So in the Here For You episode from a couple weeks ago, remember how I asked about living in humidity and what to do about frizz for your hair? Somebody responded and said you have to look for a product that has a emodimethicone in it.
Okay.
I guess it's like some sort of something that helps hydrate. And specifically, they recommended the Biolage Hydra Source. So,
okay, I'll check it out.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to order some. But in case anybody else is dealing with the consequences of humidity, emodimethicone, I think, is an option.
Love it. Honestly, anything. I'll try.
Okay. So I just wanted to share that update really quick. But so for this week's episode, we have like a list that we both added and contributed to. So I feel like we should just go down the list.
Yeah. Let's do it. So the first one is Stanley Cups.
Okay. I added this one because I feel like I have an unpopular opinion around the Stanley Cup. And I also thought that we were over this like hype of them. Like, I feel like they really peaked last year. And so I thought it was going to be over, but it's still such a thing.
It is. And I feel like I'm still seeing like new colors. And I'm like, how many more new colors can there be?
I know. And now they have like grips or something, but I'm like, what are you doing with your Stanley Cup that you need it to be so heavy duty? But this is my opinion on them. And I will first preface this by saying I do own a Stanley Cup, but I was gifted it. I didn't purchase it. And I don't think I would have purchased one for myself. And I still don't think I would buy another one, but I do use it and I do drink a lot of water, but I think it's because the straw is so big, you get so much liquid. So I do see the benefit.
And you've had yours, you got yours like around Christmas. So you've had it a while.
Yeah. I don't use it every day. Like today I have this one, which is just from, it's the Tinks one that everybody was calling the Tinks. It's just from Target.
Which also has a straw.
Yeah. But it's, this one's really, really thin compared to the Stanley one. And this is, I just think that there's so many colors. There's so much everything, but I truly look at it and I'm like, this thing is so hideous. It belongs at like a construction site. Like this doesn't belong in my home.
I know. Cause I don't have one. And actually recently I was over at a friend's house and she had one and she's like, oh, do you have one of these? I was like, no. And she said it falls over all the time.
Like if it's never fallen over.
That's so funny. Cause that was, she was like, yeah, there's not like a substantial amount of water. Apparently hers like tips over. Do you have one with a handle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hers was the handle one. And she says it falls all the time.
I've never had it fall.
That's funny. Yeah.
Wait, that's so interesting. Okay. Yeah. So there's a flaw that everybody else seems to be experiencing.
I guess so. And I was like, that's funny. I mean, I had never heard that, but yeah, she says it falls all the time.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then it spills because like there's no way to, like if the straw's in it, there's no way to like close it.
I think I should have gotten mine and set it next to me. I should have been using it today. But mine has like at the top, you can twist a little thing to make it, maybe it just makes it wider or smaller. Maybe it doesn't fully close it.
Oh, interesting. Even with the straw?
Yeah, because I think you can use it. I think one of them, it twists so you could drink it like a cup instead mm-hmm. of with a straw. But I'm trying to think if it lets you close it all the way or not. I don't think it does. I always just use the straw.
Yeah, wild. Because I am like a water person. Like I always have. And I have a Hydro Flask that's 40 ounces. And I go through multiple of these a day. And so I could be a Stanley person, but it's the same thing. I'm like, why is that like better than this?
I don't know. Like, I actually don't know the origin of why they started trending.
Influencer marketing?
I guess. It must have been. I will say, like, I don't enjoy washing it because cleaning straws is not fun. It's just tedious. But yeah. I will say, like, I guess it helps me drink water. You know, I'm like a terrible.
Yeah.
Water drinker. So if I can finish one of those in a day, I feel accomplished. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't particularly get it. I feel like there are a lot of options.
Yeah.
In that marketplace. But yeah, people are loyal to the Stanley.
I know. But the other wild thing, this is the last thing I'll say on this, that I find absolutely insane is people take like the 40 ounce ones. Actually, I was talking to a friend this weekend because she was telling me that her sister-in-law, somebody has two of them, two 40 ounce Stanleys, and one is for water and one is for Diet Coke. Mm. And I'm just like, that is so one, so much liquid between the two of them, but two, I could truly never imagine drinking that much soda every single day.
I mean, I live in the land of the soda.
True.
And thankfully, I've not become a soda addict yet. But no, people will get like a 44 or 42 ounce soda.
That is wild to me.
Yeah. I mean, I can drink that much water, but nothing else. Not even soda specifically, like nothing else I could imagine drinking that much of.
It's just so much liquid.
Yeah.
Also so much sugar, which speaking of sugar, because I try not to drink sugar. Like it's not, I don't have it as a rule, but I'd rather just eat like sour candy or something if I'm going to do sugar. But the other day I ordered Postmates and I saw on the menu that they had an Arizona iced tea. And I was like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I haven't had one of those in literally forever. My grandma used to always have them at her house. And so they like remind me of my grandma. So I ordered one just mostly because it made me feel a little nostalgic and it's small, like maybe 16 ounces, I mm-hmm. would say, tastes exactly the same as I remember it, but I was halfway through it and I was like, this feels sweet. Like I added a little bit of water to it. And then I was like, I wonder how much sugar is in this.
So much.
49 grams of sugar in that. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know why, but my husband and I have always like loved those, the ones with like the ginseng in it. And I have to water it down, but I'm also somebody ever since I was little, I would like water down even orange juice.
Yeah.
Like I can't drink anything like straight. But yeah, I remember looking at that one day and being like, no, like soda is basically better.
I literally had that exact same thought. I was like, I should have just ordered a Coke.
Which is wild because it's like green tea should not have anything in it. So it's literally just that, like, whatever is added, the ginseng or however they sweeten it. But yeah, it's not like healthy per se.
No.
But you could also like make any tea you want. And I need to be better about doing that, especially during the summer. It's so nice to just like make a tea and like put fruit infused in it.
Totally. I have a pitcher that I would fill up and I'd put tea bags in it and then I'd set it in the sun and you make like sun tea and then you just have a pitcher of tea all week. I haven't done that in a while. I forget, but I love that.
I know. Me too.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching the season of the Kardashians?
I have not. I know. I actually had this conversation with one of my friends yesterday because she was saying how like she hasn't been into the Kardashians lately and neither have I. But she said the whole Kylie and Jordan Woods sighting has inspired her to get back into it.
Interesting.
But I feel like the promo for this season has just been all about Kourtney's wedding. And I feel like with last season and then like the Kourtney's wedding special and then now like this season, that seems, at least from promos, the main focus. It's like, this was so long ago at this point.
I know. And I do remember that this season got pushed back from like its original release date. And I don't know why, like what the technicality behind that was. So it is like, we just saw like Kris's birthday, which I have the same birthday as Kris Jenner. Just anyways. And I'm like, that was like, my birthday feels so long ago.
Yeah.
And then they're doing like the Christmas album. I'm like, I can't handle the Christmas in July situation at the moment. Like, it's not it. So that's hard. And then I agree with you about Kourtney's wedding. I actually didn't even watch the special on it because I had already at that point felt like it was a lot.
I think it's just so hard because I watched a little bit of last season and I was like, this is so much better. Like, Hulu's doing a great job with it. But when you're so far off in time, it's tricky because it's like you've already seen everything.
I know.
And there's like nothing super exciting that is going to like draw me in.
I mean, I definitely still like, tune in every single week.
I know. So I feel like if you're loyal, you'll still tune in. But there's nothing to like draw someone in who maybe isn't as loyal.
I agree.
Like, there's nothing that's happened that I'm like, oh, I want to know more about this.
You know what I want? Like, if somebody gave me creative control over the Kardashians, I would literally just want to see behind the scenes of everybody's businesses. Like, show me the Sims headquarters. Show me Kim studying for the bar. Show me more about Good American. Like, where is all of that? Like, they're such business women, but you're not giving me any sort of their like work life.
Yeah. I agree. Because remember how I think I told you with last season, I was like, oh, it feels more of like a docuseries.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of what I feel like interested me. Yeah. Getting to see those more like behind the scenes. But now with like there being like drama around like specific fights and stuff, it just feels like how it used to be.
Yeah. What's your, do you know the drama between Kourtney and Kim for this season?
I like, from things I've seen in the promo.
That like so Kourtney's like about- upset that Kim supposedly like stole her or like used her wedding as a business deal for her, the Dolce & Gabbana show. Do you have an opinion on it?
I think that when everything is basically like sponsored that they do, it's hard. I personally feel like it's hard to be like mad at Kim for also doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I think I'm stealing this from Kim Kardashian, but it did feel like a Dolce & Gabbana commercial.
Kourtney's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think, honestly, I feel like the fact that if she did something with Dolce & Gabbana, that kind of like fuels it. I feel like that's better than doing something with somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious. I'm like, are they actually mad?
I think Kourtney actually is.
Okay.
From what I've seen in the show, and as somebody who obviously last year I was watching in real time, like I knew about the Kim stuff with Dolce & Gabbana. Obviously, we'd seen so much about Kourtney's wedding. But the whole time, like, I never once was like, oh, it's weird that Kim's doing this just after Courtney's wedding. No. Like, there was zero connection in my brain.
I feel like it made, if I agree, I don't think I thought of it, but I think if I had, I would have been like, oh, that makes sense.
Because Courtney's wedding already felt sponsored.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, petition to bring back more Scott Disick. He's so funny.
I do love Scott.
He was in a decent amount of last week's episode, and I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been saying for a while that I need a break from them, and I want to miss them. Like, I want to be like, oh, I'm curious. And I feel like I just still have not gotten like a substantial enough break.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere.
They are.
Well, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On to the next.
On to the next.
All right. Your favorite sunscreen this summer.
Okay. I felt like since summer, we should talk about summery things. And I have incredibly sensitive skin, so I've always had to be really careful with anything that I put on. But last summer, and I've been really loyal to like one specific brand of specifically like sunscreen for my face. Which is the Hydropeptide Tinted Moisturizer. It has SPF in it and it's great. I've used it forever and ever. But last summer when I was in Venice in LA, they had Goop had like an event and I was gifted full size products and I was hesitant to try them because my skin's so sensitive that like, if I find something that's working for me, I'm not super inclined to switch up my routine often, but I ran out of the Hydropeptide stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I have this, like, let me just try it. And so I tried the Unseen sunscreen. It's like SPF 40. It is literally, this sounds so dramatic, life-changing. Like, it's so good.
Oh, wait. It's
so good. When I went to Florida in, when did I go to Florida? In April. I had SPF 50 all over my body.
Yeah.
Roasted like a freaking lobster, but I had the Goop unscreen sunscreen on my face, not a speck of sunburn.
That's impressive.
I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, this stuff is amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's hard to find. I need to look up exactly which one mine is, but I've been using mine for like a couple years now, yeah. But I use the Tula, the Protect and Glow.
I hear good things about Tula.
Yeah. I had their like cleanser for a while and then I tried this one and it's, I wanted to see, it's only SPF 30, but okay. I use it like every day. Like that's my go-to one and I like it because it's clear.
Yeah.
Like it's not tinted or anything, but then I also use every once in a while, I'll use the Laura Mercier tinted moisturizer that I think is 40.
Okay.
And I like that too, but that is honestly for a tinted moisturizer. It's like a lot of coverage. I feel like
that's kind of how I felt about the Hydropeptide one where I like it sometimes, but I feel like I continuously keep wanting less and less product on my face all the time.
Yeah.
Like I just don't like it. And so sometimes it just feels too much. So to have something that doesn't have tint to it, I'm into.
Yeah. And I think that's why I like the Tula one so much, because it's just easy. And like reapplying it, like I don't think anything of it. Like I can do it without looking in a mirror. It's just kind of easy.
Yeah. We like ease, especially when it's something you have to like reapply.
Yeah. And I also use the Kula Sport face one that I think is SPF 50. And that one's really nice too. And you can feel that it's more like substantial on your face, which is nice for if you're going to be like outside doing that sporty nice. Things.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's so easy if you start sweating and stuff for that to there's nothing worse when you are out in the sun and have sunscreen on and you're sweating and then you can see like the white drips of like sweat from your sunscreen. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. And yeah, neither of the ones that I feel like I use, I've never experienced that, but yeah, because you always have to remember to reapply,
which I never do.
Mm-hmm. I know it's tricky, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like there's a lot of sunscreen options now and like tinted, like matte, glow. And so it's kind of nice. You kind of have to experiment and figure out what works.
I agree. Also, I think there's a lot of debate between like a chemical sunscreen versus a zinc. Yeah. And I don't totally know pros and cons of both.
But yeah, like a mineral sunscreen. Yeah.
But it is nice there's options. But yeah, anyways, the Goop unscreen. Unseen sunscreen for me, and then
Tula protect you. And glow.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, please tell me.
I have no clue what this is.
Cottage cheese influencers. It's like suddenly a thing, and I don't even understand what's happening. I was talking to my sister about it, and she's like, "Yeah, my friend was just telling me about this the other day too," and I was like, "What?" Influencers are suddenly raving about cottage cheese. And the one that I keep seeing everywhere, like on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, is they'll add it like as a side to lunch and just put mustard on it. And they're eating like cottage cheese and mustard. And to me, that sounds absolutely horrendous.
Wait, that's so bizarre. I know nothing of this.
Because apparently it has a lot of protein in it.
Yeah.
I think like half a cup is like 29 grams of protein or like something crazy. And so people are like, oh, I can just add like cottage cheese to get more protein into my diet. And so now they're like saying all these different ways, like people are adding it to like smoothies, or I've seen like waffle recipes where instead of like batter, you're basically using cottage cheese. And I can't get behind it. Like to me, this is the same idea of like, oh my God, if I wanted more protein, like, let me just blend up some shrimp and like put it in my smoothie. Like you still know something weird is in there that shouldn't be in there.
Bizarre. I'm not like I don't know. I'm not in the habit of buying cottage cheese at the grocery store personally.
I don't think I've ever bought it.
I don't think I have either. I don't know. I guess I have to dive into this more because I'm curious, but like who started this? Where did this come from?
I have no idea. But I've seen enough people post about it that I was like, wait a second.
Wild.
I know. Okay. Anyways, wait, but speaking of other weird things, before we get to the next one, you have chuggy long hair on this list. What does that mean?
I do. I think it was last night. I saw it for the first time and then, you know, I kept seeing more of it and it was saying that long hair is chuggy now.
What?
Because everyone's cutting their hair.
Is this because of like when Hailey Bieber chopped all of her hair off?
I think so. And I think more and more people are cutting their hair. And so now having like the long, I feel like probably Kim Kardashian inspired long hair, it's chuggy.
Wait, that is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to cut your hair?
No. I need to be a long hair person. My hair doesn't fall nicely if it's not long. I feel like you could pull it off.
Like how short though?
I don't know. People are going pretty short, but then not so short.
No.
I actually saw Savan,
the
influencer, cut her hair, and I think it looks so cute. And that's like a good length.
Yes. And by the way, she's one of the cottage cheese influencers.
Is she really?
Yes.
Wait, that's funny.
Yeah. No, you're right. It does look really good on her because it's not like super, super short. It's like just below her shoulders.
Yeah. I think it helps if you have naturally straighter hair.
True. Which I don't.
Or more like, yeah. Or more like consistent texture. Whereas, yeah, mine would just be very, it would be more work for me to maintain short hair than long hair.
Yeah. I will say I do sometimes wish that I could be a girl who has like right above shoulder length hair.
Yeah.
Because I see styles like the way people like curl them and, you know, put them up and whatever. I'm like, that is so cute. But I just don't think it's me.
Yeah. To me, I just never give that much weight to things that are like physical appearance.
No, me either.
Like, I don't think, I mean, granted, hair, obviously you can change, but I don't like it when things like that are like trending.
Yeah.
Cause even to me, I don't know, or I guess I don't put that much weight into like eyebrow trends.
Yeah.
Me like, either. You know, having skinnier, thicker eyebrows. I'm like, you know, I found a happy medium of where it works for me. But it's like, I wouldn't change it because of what's trending.
Yeah, same.
Whereas a lot of people do.
True.
And for me, that's just not, I can't dive that far into a trend.
No, me either. I feel like I'm not really here for that. I feel like we've been forgetting to say if we're here for it or not.
That's true. I know. But I do think it looks like the short hair looks really cute on a lot of people.
I agree.
And so I do kind of like that at least it's giving people some like confidence to do that, whereas maybe they wouldn't before.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. But yeah, for me personally,
I feel the same, at least for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing for today, which I have like a sub list of this.
Okay.
But random guilty pleasures.
Mm-hmm. What's your first one?
Watching car chases.
Wait. Like, are these current car chases or are they like old ones?
Okay, well, so when I lived in LA at one place that I lived at for a while, we were on the fourth floor, so you could see out. And where we were, it was right where three freeways intersected. Mm-hmm. And so you would always see car chases like go by in real time. Like you'd see them on the TV and then they'd be like drive by. And so it was like just fun. And car chases happen all the time in LA. And so your ear picks up on like, that's a car chase helicopter. Like you just kind of recognize it. And so then you go turn on like the news and you just watch it. And it's obviously incredibly dangerous, but it's so entertaining to see like what people do and how they think that they're going to get away from like police. So those were always live, but now I don't really have that anymore. Yeah. And they just come across on my TikTok and I'll sit and watch. Wait,
that's so
part
funny.
One, part two, part three. Like, police, I need to know what happened.
Oh, are they mainly like the footage is from the helicopter?
Yeah. And they're giving like the narration of like, oh my God, he's going the wrong way over traffic and they popped his tires and he's still driving. And like,
wait, that's so funny.
I love it.
Well, now that we're talking about it, maybe I'll get it in my algorithm.
I hope so. I'll just start sending some to you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I would have to think that it's not real to be into it. Kind of have to disconnect.
You do. It kind of feels like you're watching a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also I will say that like most of the ones that I've seen haven't been like, they haven't put a ton of people at risk. Like obviously there's, you know, people are doing things you shouldn't be doing, like running red lights and whatever, but I've never seen one where I'm like, oh my God, like,
yeah,
terrified for things. I don't know.
It's just so funny.
The best part is when they like get out of the car and then they start running. And, like, you think you're faster running than you are in a car. Like, I don't understand.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
That's funny.
Okay. What's a guilty pleasure of yours?
I feel like the main one I've been going through lately is that, and you know this, but I recently started Vanderpump Rules.
That's true, you did.
I was late to the train, and then with Scandoval, I got into it through a friend. But I'm starting, like, I started at season one.
What year was that? Like 2011?
If they're on the 11th season now, then maybe 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just kind of nostalgic because, yeah, like seeing their outfits and like their styles evolve and knowing more of the backstory, because I always knew of the show, but I did not understand the origin of these people or truly anything. And I've never been a huge Bravo person in general. And so I just truly didn't know anything. But it really is just like a guilty pleasure. Like, it's so ridiculous, but like in like a lighthearted way. And also now knowing that like these people are all fine.
Yeah.
And like maybe it would be stressful watching it at the time, but knowing that like things worked out, like people are married, they have kids, like their lives have progressed. But yeah, that's my like go-to guilty pleasure right now.
What is that on, Hulu?
Peacock.
Okay. I've never watched any of them.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And that's also interesting too, like being in the Bravo world.
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't ventured into any other shows, but it is like a different format.
Yeah. I remember like a long time ago trying to get into Real Housewives, but I could never.
Yeah.
It just like wasn't for me. But I think part of the problem for me to what you are saying is like I grew up watching like The Hills, The Kardashians, which is a completely different format than Housewives.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, this doesn't entertain me in the way I want it to.
Yeah. And yeah, I've never watched like any of those.
You know, well, you've watched The Kardashians.
Yeah. But I never watched it like regularly.
Yeah.
It'd always be like if I was sick or something like that, like watching old ones. I don't know. There is something just like nostalgic about it.
Totally.
What's next on your list?
I'm realizing as I'm looking at this list, they all have to do with like my car or like a car.
Wait, that's funny.
My next one, these are like so random. I guess maybe they're not. I guess my guilty pleasures are things like that I just randomly find enjoyment in. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a guilty pleasure. I don't actually know. Anyways, nobody's going to agree with me on this, but you know, like in the middle of summer and your car has been sitting outside and you get in the car and it's like, oh my God, sweltering. And you just want to turn the air conditioner on as fast as you can. I'm like the opposite. I get in the car and it's so hot. And I'm like, I need to sit here for 3 minutes. And then like, there's something about it that it just is like so refreshing to me.
Yeah, I truly cannot relate at all.
I don't know what it is. Wild
to me.
Nobody else is like that. But there's something about it because it's like basically like a little sauna.
Mm-hmm.
I just like find it so like zen for a second. And then I get really hot and I'm like, okay, where's the air conditioner? But yeah. I love that feeling, that like first initial like, oh, it's so hot in here.
I love that for you. That's great.
I tell like anybody who's like says anything about my love of the heat, I just swear that in a past life I was a lizard.
Yeah.
Like I really think that.
Yeah. There has to be some reason.
There has to be some explanation.
Yeah.
That and then my other one is when you leave, like let's say you have a meeting or something at 2 o'clock. I love leaving early and getting there early just to have like 5 minutes by myself in the car, just to like sit.
Yeah.
Love doing that.
Yeah. I love doing that too. Just to like resettle.
Yeah.
Really? I think I'm also, yeah, like a guilty pleasure feels like something you shouldn't enjoy.
I know. That's kind of like.
I think it stumps me.
I know. Because also I'm like, but if you enjoy it, then why should you feel guilty about it?
Yeah, true.
Okay, well, I think we're going to wrap up this episode here. And we will see you guys next week with a really cool episode all about brain health with Dr. Julie Frantoni, that I think you will find incredibly fascinating because I did. So see you next week.
This has been a 58 Ember production. For more shows, please visit the 58 Ember channel, 58ember.com, or find us at 58 Ember Media on socials.